Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where this 26th day of February, 2024, live, Keith Rogers joining me today. Of course, we begin with Trump victory in South Carolina, beating Nikki Haley in her home state. It's not really obvious why Nikki is hanging around now, but she insists she's going to continue. He beat her, even though South Carolina is one of those open primary states where you're allowed to vote. Even if you're a Democrat, you can temporarily change. You can't vote in both, but you can there. He beat her roughly 60 to 40. But if you discount the percentage of Democrats who voted, it was probably more likely 70 to 30. It was enormous, very much like what happened in New Hampshire, where they also have a crossover. I thought we might begin by listening to part of Trump's presentation to CPAC. He has been making major gains, of course, taking control of the Republican Party and the like. Let's listen to a bit of what he has to say here. But, of course, they are now stacking one ad after another on top of anything you want to view, which a pain, but there it is. Let me get us here. Here we go.
Shaking hands with everybody. He starts running a little bit behind. But if you watch often, and if you've come to an event, you'll notice to bring them and for the family.
That wonderful award. How about Moms for America picked Donald Trump as the man of the year? Can you believe this? Is that, have I made progress? Oh, boy. And a man, the greatest, single greatest advertiser and purchaser of advertising in the history of America, Mike Lindell. The greatest. An incredible lawyer, one of the most respected lawyers in the country, John Cole. John, thank you. Thank you, John. And Stephen Moore, we all know he's a bad path. It's a very, very dangerous path that we are on as a country, because the other side, which I find tends to be a much nicer group of people, and maybe foolishly so, but the other side can also get nasty. And at some point, they probably will have to do that, because we cannot let this weaponization go on against the Republican Party, against religion, against conservatives. We cannot let this continue to happen. So we can break out of this Biden nightmare. It's a nightmare. Our country is no longer respected. We're laughed at all over the world. We have to break out of the nightmare that we're in. And we have it in the grasp to make America richer and safer and stronger and prouder and more beautiful than ever before. I think we have a final shot at it, but if we don't do well in this next election, or if they cheat enough that they can steal it, which is, I think, the only way they can win, who the hell can win when you have 16 million people pouring into our country from places unknown? We have no countries that nobody ever even heard of from all over the world. Yesterday they had many people caught from prisons in, you remember this, right? Prisons in the Congo. Let me tell you, the only good thing is they make our prisoners and our bad gang members look like very nice people by comparison. That's the one good thing. All of a sudden, we're starting to like our prisoners and our horrible, violent criminals because they're nicer than the people that are flowing in. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from the Middle East, coming from all over the world, coming from Africa. And we're not going to stand for it anymore. As a country, we're not going to stand for it anymore. They're destroying our country. And we built five, think of it, we had the safest border 3 years ago. We had the safest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been a country ever. Third world countries, they've never been like this. They would have fought with sticks and stones. They didn't need rifles. We have the best in the world, but we let everyone, because we're fools. Either they want to destroy our country or they're stupid. And I don't think they're stupid, because anybody that can cheat on elections like they do is not stupid. That means they want to destroy our country. But who can win an election when you have that? Who can win an election when you have high interest rates, you can't buy a home, where you have bad education, where everything's woke? We did things that nobody can imagine. So many things. 1,000 elements we did. We have a book, The 1,000 Things. We did things that nobody could
imagine. Well, there's more to it, of course, but here's another where a different clip where Trump is talking about Biden not making it to the election. Listen to this.
We're not very worried about tomorrow. We want to aim toward a time called November 5th. That's what we need, November 5th. Got to beat crooked Joe Biden if it's going to be him. I don't know if he's going to make it to the starting gate. I don't know about that, Henry. Is he going to make it to the starting? Henry would know. Has he been a great governor, by the way? He's been great.
Let me add that, and I want to, of course, get Keith in on this. I had a colleague here during a discussion of these developments suggest, when I proposed that it would be Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama, who's been tuning up for the run, and we have a rather startling development about Michelle I'm going to share momentarily. He said he thought they were going to, you know, Biden's going to step down, Kamala step up and appoint Hillary as vice president, then Kamala step aside. Keith, what do you think? Would Hillary, I know she would love to do it. She's chafing at the bit. She's a disgusting, repulsive person. But I have no doubt that, you know, she might want to muscle aside Gavin Newsom and Michelle. Your thoughts, Keith?
I think Hillary is going to be the worst choice in the world for this country. I'm only saying that because of her reputation that precedes her. Anyone that sits there is a psychopath to sit there and talk about Gaddafi in the way that she did. I don't think people realize how evil that woman is.
Oh, I agree. I agree completely. You know, I mean, on the Anthony Weiner laptop, there's a video of her and Huma Abedin torturing and murdering a 14-year-old girl who puts up quite a fight. But watching this, hard New York cops who thought they'd seen everything were reduced to tears. If you go on my BitChute channel, go on jameshfetzer.org, my blog, and if you scroll down, it's maybe the second or third about Pizzagate, real or illusion. You'll see a lot about Pizzagate, about Barack Obama's involvement, about how he one of the revelations of WikiLeaks was how he expended $65,000 of taxpayer money to fly pizza and hot dogs into Washington, D.C. for a private party. And if you realize that the White House won't accept food from outside sources in order to prevent the risk of poisoning of the president, and that if these were bona fide peaches and hot dogs, by the time you got them from Chicago to Washington, they'd be inedible, soggy. I mean, it's a ridiculous idea. But if you understand the language of pedo speak, pizza, little girls, hot dogs, little boys, Barack Obama spent $65,000 of taxpayer money flying little boys and little girls in from Chicago to the White House for a private party. Keith, it's all there. And at the end of my discussion of Pizzagate, you're going to hear parts of the video of Huma and Hillary. I mean, this is so repulsive, Keith. I mean, if there was ever a more disgusting excrescence on face of earth than Hillary Clinton, I'm at a loss to imagine who that would be. You there? Barry, we seem to have lost Keith. I'm surprised. Yeah, we can't hear you, Keith. Go ahead. No, you're totally faint. Did you mute or something?
Let me try this here. Does this help out any?
Now we got you. Now we got
you. Yeah. I don't know how that got turned down. Anyway, if you remember Robert McNamara, when they were ramping up, they went through their IBM stuff, and they and I think I may have sent you the video where through the colleges and everything, they picked the best of the best, the brightest, and this was to lead America, of course, into the Vietnam War and stuff. But the point is, though, is this administration is just like revisiting the Franklin scandal, where you have the worst of the worst of everyone that's being put into office by the Obama Biden White House, this woke generation. I listened to a video this morning of Dmitry Medvedev, and he even commented on that, as well as the vile Zelensky, who he tried to appropriately talk about banging his tool on a piano, you know. Right. But it's that entire woke society is exactly why they have been demonizing Russia, because Putin won't allow this LGBT stuff into their schools. I mean, everyone is being hired under diversity, whether it's their skin pigmentation. And of course, you have to go along with all this equity and this tolerance. But no one that's being elected or placed in a position there has any qualifications. In fact, I thought it was kind of interesting there. I hate these pop-up screens. There was a, see if I can find it here, where I have it on my Telegram account here, but it even talks about that, how this diversity is getting so bad that, it's being spread. It says, oh, where'd it go here? I got so much stuff saved on here. But anyway, it's basic news stuff about the fact that they are really pushing for this inclusiveness, not only here, but in the military, the White House, all the government positions. Even Medvedev this morning said that the world is laughing at the United States for their behavior. And when Putin mentioned that, these Jews make me mad. Anyway, when they talk about the morality, remember Putin called America the Great Satan, and that was because of the conduct that America is doing. And it's not against all Americans. It's the fact that so many people are engrossed in this. And I've made this comment before, where growing up, you might have known that one of your friends might have been a little bit on the queer side or something like that. But today, you've got entire, it looks like, neighborhoods coming out to these Main Street gala-type drag queen things on Main Street, where there's thousands and thousands of the LGBT. And it's like, where do they all come from? And that's where I've always kind of pushed this thing about, is it the genetically modified foods that everyone's being pushed on and stuff? Is it the mRNA gene editors? Is it this trans agenda that they're pushing? It's too suspicious, along with, as I've mentioned in my emails with you, the fact that the virus, the cure, all seems to be tied to the HIV vaccines, that it's, there's something too nefarious for this entire thing that's going on here. That
speculated, Keith, that they were putting estrogen in the water. I mean, it's very, very strange. It looks like they were doing that in Gaza, because I have photographs of Palestinian prisoners, and some of them have boobs that would make a woman jealous. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they were showing these features, physiological features of being female. And you know, if it were happening in the United States, it's going to tone down aggression. You know, it's going to make the population more passive, but it'll also promote predispositions toward being gay, I would suspect. Let me just put it this way. It would not surprise me if that were taking place right here in the USA.
Okay, well, I got two articles on top of that. So the Daily Mail, or the Mail Online there, it says, saying the most qualified person should get the job is now microaggression. This is Britain's top university. They assist that. And here's another one. This demining operations over there in the Ukraine, there is a $4 million tag on that, that the deminers, as it says, have to be spent on gender inclusive. So, I mean, this is just, I can't believe it's going. I've actually got videos of Ukrainian soldiers that look like there's some Lightfoot type thing dancing out on the battlefield in some skimpy type outfit. And they're soldiers. Of course, they're gay, but E. Michael Jones talks about this, you know, the gay disco over in the Ukraine. You'll see that as they're abducting these young boys to fight in battle, the richer ones are in these gay nightclubs partying up.
Keith, that's all fascinating stuff. I want to stick with CPAC for just a bit longer, and we'll turn to Ukraine. They did, among other things, a straw poll as who would be a best running mate for Trump. And it's very interesting. The top two were Kristi Noem and Vivek Ramaswamy, both of whom got 15%. In other words, they tied for first. I really liked Ramaswamy during the debates. He was by far the most intelligent, articulate, best at nailing issues, extremely good and engaging in argument. I liked him tremendously. Kristi, I know much less. I realize she appears to be a very good person. What struck me most interestingly, however, was that number three was Tulsi Gabbard, and that grabbed me because I have for, I don't know, maybe 2 years been anticipating Trump would run with Tulsi and Trump. Now, after that, of course, she had quite a distribution. She had 9%, by the way. Then Stefanik 8, Scott 8, Donald 7, Lake 6, Carson 5, DeSantis 5, Sarah Sanders Huckabee 5. Now, this surprised me in both of these categories. Tucker Carlson, 4%. RFK Jr., 3%. That, you know, Trump has talked about how the choice of vice president tends not to make any difference to the outcome of elections based upon statistical studies, and that he might like to change the cadence. Some have taken that to imply he would run with RFK Jr., who's actually polling nationwide at around 12%. as being virtually the only one out there who could make that kind of difference. How would you see, how would you assess those alternatives yourself, Keith?
Well, what's his name? Larnie, how do you say his name?
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, Ramaswamy. Okay. I don't care much for him because he's in big pharmacy. That's where he made his money and stuff. And so I think he would be tended to be swayed by big pharma and such. And I hate to blow your lid on this one here, but I don't know if you've ever heard the interview that Jimmy Dore did with Tulsi Gabbard, where he talked to her about these endless wars. And of course, she bragged about her service over in Iraq, serving with her LGBT friends. And Jimmy Dore said, I have the video, by the way. But anyway, Jimmy Dore says, yeah, but the wars are all bogus. And then Tulsi Gabbard says, yeah, but it's great to show your love for your country. And then Jimmy Dore said again, yeah, but the wars are all bogus. And she went on to say, you know, again, that serving your country is the ultimate. I mean, it's like,
I think she, yeah, it sounds like she was just unprepared for such
Remember, she's a WEF member, too.
Well, I don't frankly think that means anything. The WEF has a broad net. They want to get everyone somehow associated for their own purposes. But I don't think she's even remotely in that camp. I mean, I think, honestly, I think Ramaswamy might also be, you know, I mean, there are people, obviously, who really are a WEF, like Justin Trudeau and other miscreants of that caliber. Tulsi, of course, has a military background, which I consider a plus. She has been not as strong on Second Amendment as I would like, but I think she's educable. The thing about the war, I would just say, Keith, that just caught her, you know, offside, and she didn't know how to respond. I mean, when you talk about all the wars being bogus, I mean, what the hell does that really mean? I mean, they're not bogus in the sense that there's not real fighting going on. What he really means when he says that is that they're initiated on false pretenses. It makes no sense to deny real fighting, killing, dying is taking place. What did you think he meant by that?
Well, in my personal opinion, Jim, it's like this. Remember when Bush got out there on Ground Zero and did his spiel? Well, I've got friends in ham radio that signed up just listening to that speech at Ground Zero. They sadly participated in Fallujah, a free fire zone, twice, by the way. The horrors of what was done in Iraq, and you know, in Iraq there, 1 million dead. And then to sit there and listen to George Bush in at one of these table dinners of his for like $1,500 a plate, laughing that we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction over here, and the crowd laughs, didn't find them over there. But you know, these are psychopaths in office. And so anyone that aligns themselves with that, I mean, it's like listening to Bill O'Reilly saying, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. 60,000 American veterans committed suicide since 2019. When does it end? And you know, again, as you know, Jim, I'm a realist. So it's the same with sanctions on 44 countries. Has anyone ever stopped to think what those sanctions do in those countries, as the starvation, the blocking of medical aid, all this stuff, just so that America's commerce and industry can flourish like that, while the world is being written off? It's the same thing what we see in Ukraine. I wish America could elect a politician that cared more about America itself than what's out in the world. And well, I sent an email to a friend of mine earlier today about how do you restore relations with Iran? Is it like Germany? You blow up their pipelines? Well, they blew up Iran's pipeline, you know. Years and years. Is it like the CIA installing those Savak police over there, which tortured and burned the Iranians to death? You know, there's a lot of decades of anger built up. That's why the Iranians, you see them burning the U.S. flag and chanting death to America. It's not because they can't have oral sex with men. It's because of U.S. policy. Well, U.S. policy needs to change globally.
Well, I mean, for crying out loud, 1953, the CIA engineered a coup in Iran and dumped the democratically elected government of Mossadegh and installed the Shah, who was a Western puppet who imposed a reign of terror that lasted all the way up to the, you know, the Iranian Revolution and taking our hostages at the U.S. Embassy, the way the American media pitch it. It all began with taking the U.S. Embassy as though we were innocent victims of aggression by Iran when they were the innocent victims of aggression by the United States.
Okay, so fast forward to Ukraine now. Ukraine was overthrown in 2014 of a democratically elected government. You know, I mean, like I say, America's foreign policy has got to change.
Look, we couldn't agree more. But then I ask you, well, then, if you look at the candidates out there today, who's the guy who's putting America first, kept us out of wars, made us energy independent, closed the borders? I mean, it would seem to me, Keith, by this standard, Trump ought to be far and away your choice for president. Is that true or not?
Well, yeah, if it came to a vote, I guess, Trump would be it. As you said, though, it's going to be those that he picks alongside of him. Remember when Obama came into office, basically Citibank picked his entire cabinet.
Well, you're certainly not endorsing Nikki Haley, are you?
No, hell no.
And with Nikki Haley, you'd say, well, it also depends who surrounds her, you know, who are her advisors. I mean, that's true of every candidate.
Well, you mentioned on your show yesterday the fact of Nikki Haley's billionaire donor. Is she going to follow the money? Of course she would.
Is a Democrat. A Democrat mega donor has been financing Nikki. Yes, yes, to draw this out with Trump and try to somehow consume his resources, distract him. Between the court cases and trying to extend the primary, they're trying to stretch Trump too thin. It's not going to work. The guy has enormous resources. I don't think any of those are going to play out the way they want.
Yeah. So, well, it's like I sent Trump an email this morning. I usually email him. I'm not into the politics, as you know, but I listened to Congressman Jamie Raskin this morning.
Keith, hold that thought. We'll pick it up with Keith Rogers right after this break.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Jim Fetzer here with Keith Rogers. Keith, continue your thoughts.
Okay, so Congressman Jamie Raskin is sitting there just banging on Donald Trump for money he received from the Saudis and other parties and stuff like that, you know. Anyway, during this congressional thing or Senate, whatever it was, it was brought out that Trump had received all these funds long, long before his election. And it was all tied back to receipts of banquets, you know, dining type stuff, room rentals and stuff. But see, Raskin just kept ragging and ragging, and they showed the receipts, and this really it pissed off Raskin. See, this is the same Jamie Raskin who said that Russia is an Orthodox Christian country and must be destroyed for that reason. So, when you listen to Chuck Schumer, it's the same thing. And so I politely, and I put a disclaimer on there when I emailed Trump that this is not anti-Semitism or anything like that, but you might check who your friends are, because we have the leaked report that the Jews, in fact, are Khazars with the reverse migration plan to Ukraine. And I said what you see right now between Ukraine and Israel is they're basically bankrupting America for their agenda, not America's. It doesn't benefit us anyway. And on top of that, you had mentioned on your show yesterday with Brian and those guys about the blowback from the sanctions, the new sanctions that the United States, the 500 sanctions that the United States is putting on people. Britain came out with a banking warning that this might cause people to do a run on the bank. And then this morning from Turkey, the news even got worse. And I'll read you this where it says, "These are your last flutters. The Turks threaten America because of sanctions. The United States has announced the introduction of new trade restrictions against 93 companies from different countries. The list includes 16 organizations from Turkey, 63 from Russia, and 8 from China." And it goes on to give you a list here of what these people say. The closing remarks are, "It's time for us to break off all relationships with the United States, build a strategic partnership with Russia and China. These villains were furious, a herd of murderers, etc. Two-faced, vile terrorist, Jewish Zionist state. I hope you will come to an end." That's Turkey. So
yeah, that's best. There are other speculation that all these, you know, even taking the Russian $300 billion in frozen assets is going to cause a run on the dollar, because nobody's going to believe they can do any banking or finance with the United States without it being politicized, which creates obvious anxiety. Why put your financial assets at risk with a country whose attitude toward you might change and they might seize them? It's going to cause a run on the dollar and the collapse of our economy. And we're bringing it on ourselves, Keith.
Well, they are bringing it on us. See, that's just it. See, this is where we have to watch that patriotism stuff. See, so again, this was designed. What it did is it was supposed to cripple the mirror system over in Russia, so Russia couldn't give payments locally to all its employees and stuff like that, you know. And of course, Russia can find a way around with that, just like with China and everything, because they're building up BRICS. And this is what this whole thing is about. Is they're trying to destroy the Belt Road. They're trying to destroy Russia's BRICS or the bypassing of the U.S. dollar, which is a mafia, just like the World Bank is used as a military arm to devalue currencies in other countries, devalue the pesos, which again, it makes people, what do you call it, in a quest to make money to support their families. I sent you the thing here on Israeli arms sales recently. 30% of Israel's arms sales go to Latin America and South America. This fuels the MS-13 gang wars, the drug wars. The video I sent you of how the cartels are armed better than our SWAT teams here. Who sells them that stuff? Well, see, this is deliberate because people want to leave areas of conflict. They don't want to die. So what happens? Well, they'll do the trek up to America, where, again, they're being offered. I just saw that on the redacted, that now immigrants are getting $10,000 stimulus checks. They want to provoke a civil war, and, of course, they're pitting us against each other. We're supposed to hate the Hispanics or Latinos and stuff coming across the border, the Chinese and stuff. But, again, it's this government, this administration, or it's as better known, Jim, as Biden's minion, better known as congregation, because out of the 525 positions in the U.S. government, 457 of them are filled by Jews. So yeah, we're under communism.
Well,
and they're going to destroy this country.
Under Israeli occupation, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And they do all these inducements, you know.
Yeah,
I've heard a theory. I need to track it down about part of the pipeline, Nord Stream, to create an energy shortfall in Europe. Where they're having to pay four or five times more for liquefied natural gas being transported by ship across the Atlantic. I mean, it's all absurd. It's to induce manufacturing companies to come to the United States so they could get the energy, you know, and resources cheaper in order to deplete Europe to benefit America after NAFTA, which Bill Clinton signed. It was so disgusting.
Reagan started,
you know, it. Internationalize our manufacturing and industrial base. Remember, Ross Perot warning us that giant sucking sound is all those jobs going south. I mean, it's just absurd how our presidents have betrayed us.
Yes.
Again and again and again. In my opinion, Trump has not betrayed us. Now, he may have been overly generous toward Israel, and I'm very interested in hearing his latest statements about Palestine. I don't know of any ringing declaration on behalf of the Palestinians that Israel must cease a genocide. I'd like to hear that coming from Donald Trump, because right now that's, to me, a missing piece of a puzzle. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, remember, there was the in 1975, it was written about the oil, the U.S. energy oil supply pact with Israel. So we see the Nord Stream 2 pipeline getting blown up. We see Iran's pipeline getting blown up. And then we have the Eastern Mediterranean pipeline, which is, of course, Israeli. We have the Leviathan LNG gas field off the coast of Gaza. This is all tied. And, of course, it's also tied because Israel's part of the Belt Road Initiative. And they want to be in on this, but Israel's Mideastern pipeline is supposed to supply LNG and oil to Europe. Anyone can Google that. It's out there, you know. So sabotage is one thing. And, of course, who benefits? Israel. And America, that's why you see recently in the Senate here, they're talking about reopening America's LNG and oil exploration and stuff like that, because it's killing the country with this green agenda and stuff like that, you know. Well, this was deliberate so that it facilitate one country, Israel.
Yes, 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 yes.
And then you've seen the slides, I guess you call it, of that partitioning of North Gaza to build that new canal. Again, who does it benefit?
Right. Right,
Israel.
The Ben-Gurion, right,
yeah.
right. They want to seize all the massive gas and oil, estimated $500 billion, maybe even into the trillions in value, that belongs properly to the Palestinians.
Yeah, and I don't know anyone personally that hates Jews. It's the conduct. And, of course, it's the endoparasite type stuff to where, you know, it's like there was a beautiful German gal, Jewish German gal, over in Israel. And she was being interviewed, and she says she was talking about the Holocaust. And she was a legitimate survivor of the Holocaust. And she says, I haven't received one shekel, not one shekel from the state of Israel. My money comes from Germany. So when you see these commercials on TV about sending $25 for a bread basket in Israel, none of that money's going there.
Yeah. Well, when you say she was a legitimate survivor of the Holocaust, I got to ask.
No, I know of the German camps, I should say.
Yeah, she had been incarcerated, which were labor camps and not centers for extermination.
Yeah, my idea of that is, remember the signage logo across the Auschwitz there says, "Work shall make you free." I think this is what has really pissed off a lot of people, because for once they had to work in their life.
Listen, let me mention, you know, this is a curiosity, but it turns out that Tulsi, mentioned, as we know, as a possible Trump vice president, will headline a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago next month. I find that rather fascinating. Let me see the date of it. I'll find it here. This is interesting. Next month. This is from The Hill. Former Hawaiian Representative Tulsi Gabbard is slated to appear at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort next month. According to an invitation shared exclusively with The Hill, Gabbard is set to be the keynote speaker at the 917 Society's annual fundraiser on March 7th for a night in Palm Beach celebrating the Constitution. I find that pretty interesting. I mean, I gather you're not a fan of Tulsi. I think highly of her, but that doesn't mean she's without flaws. I've yet to find any candidate without flaws. Now, I have speculated repeatedly that we're going to have Gavin Newsom, you know, displaced.
I agree
by
with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that Michelle might be his running mate. Now, maybe there are those in the audience who do not know that Michelle is actually a man, born Michael LeVon Robinson, even voted as a man up until, 2008? We got the Illinois voter registration records when Brock was going to run for president, changed his registration to female. But here's the thing. I mentioned already about how WikiLeaks had that $65,000 expenditure for pizza and hot dog being flown in from Chicago for a private party. Well, now we have a child rape victim testifying, "Michelle Obama raped me." The addition is, when she was a man. Well, she's still a man. She just has breast implants now. Listen to this. This appears to be highly credible. Very disturbing.
Hi, I'm Kay Courtley, and welcome to the
Patriot. Yeah, right after we get by the
solar generator event.
And they're doubling up the ads.
Well, I'm going to show you something
right
now. Yeah.
Some people are concerned.
If you cue your videos before the show and then stop them before they start, then you can get past those commercials without having to
show them before the. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea, Keith. Okay, here's the report.
And testified about the cult of pedophilia operating in the White House during the Obama years, alleging that both Obama and Biden raped her during their time in office. Multiple powerful pedophiles stalked the halls of the White House during Obama's presidency, according to Ali Carter. None more shameless than then Vice President Biden, whose secret security staff have long been aware of his sick predilections. But the culture of pederasty did not stop at the top during the Obama years. It permeated the entire system and goes much deeper than you might expect. The victim alleges she was also raped by Michelle Obama. And this is where things get really disturbing. Presidents, vice presidents, art collectors, Hollywood executives, climate czars, and pizza shop owners. Let's face it, it's one big depraved cult. And thank God you're not in it. Before we get started, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to drug-kicking, according to Ali Carter, who told Stu Peters that Child Protective Services, the FBI, CIA, and local law enforcement are all involved. The rot begins at the top, but it does not stop there.
And everybody is so worried about the elite, and we could give those names of Barack Obama, Joe Biden. We know about Michelle Obama, that's a man. We know about Too Short. We know about Akon and Steven Tyler, and we can give those names all day. And everybody is so worried about that, but what you should be worried about is the people that are in between, the people that go as low as your grave diggers. I was trafficked to people within my schools. I was trafficked in underground tunnels that link under your schools, through your cemeteries, under your amusement parks, through Universal Studios, and into Hollywood elite homes, all over the place, all over the world.
So the names that you just mentioned, Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, have you had personal sexual experiences with these people?
Yes.
These people participated in sex abuse firsthand with you?
Yes.
Can you tell that story? Because that's important for people to understand and to know. And to this point, I don't think a national platform has given you the opportunity to say those things.
No, because everybody is complicit. Everybody is complicit. It is covered up by your local FBI. It is covered up by your local police department. It is underground tunnels. There's a whole world. It's a different way of life. There's every source of transportation. When I met Joe Biden, I was rushed through many celebrities. Half of them I did not know. It didn't faze me to see them. It didn't. Some of them were actually very conceited and cocky that I didn't know who they were. Underground under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, there are many tunnels. Again, there's a way of transportation. There's every single way of transportation under the ground. I was sold to Joe Biden.
So firsthand, these people were in a room with you and they raped you. I mean, there's no other. I want to be absolutely 100% candid. Barack Obama, yes. Joe Biden, these people raped you. And you say that you have these mountains of evidence that nobody wants to look at. What evidence do you have?
We have police reports. We have rape kits. We have information. We have videos. We have so much. This is all about power and control. MK Ultra is a mind control programming. It happens to Hollywood elites. It is happening right now to Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, many celebrities just like them. But nobody understands and nobody knows because it's a part of control. It's like someone has the remote to someone's life and no one knows who's pushing the buttons.
Ali Carter is right when she says that everybody in the establishment is complicit. Consider the difference between when a credible accusation gets leveled against Biden and a non-credible woman accuses President Trump of rape. Tara Reid, who was Biden's Senate staffer during the 80s and alleges Biden pushed her against the wall and sexually assaulted her, has had to flee to Russia due to fears for her safety. Meanwhile, despite countless holes in her story, E. Jean Carroll was awarded $83.3 million in damages after accusing Trump of something similar. What can explain the difference? Biden is in the club and Trump is not. This also explains why JFK met his end as he rode in a motorcade in Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas. The elite do not accept non-compliance in their leaders. This is the reality of our sick, diseased, evil world. There are thousands of pedophiles in high positions throughout every part of our society, from the judicial system to the education system, to law enforcement agencies, to child protective services. Pedophile child rapists have infiltrated every single part of our world, and mainstream media is doing everything it can to cover up the scandal and continue the abuse. We are living in a world where Michelle Obama's high school boyfriend can confirm that she is a biological man, and the mainstream media, whose job is to inform the masses, decides to cover up the story. With Biden recording the lowest poll numbers for a sitting president in history, Democrats are desperate for Michelle Obama to step into the frame. However, evidence of the stone-cold variety continues to haunt the former first lady, proving that she's been living a lie for decades. In 2014, comedian Joan Rivers fueled both rumors in responding to a TMZ reporter who innocently asked her whether the U.S. would ever elect a gay president.
And do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
Well, we already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's okay.
Rivers' comments fueled social media postings or photos suggesting that Michelle is really a man, and close-up slow-motion videos of her dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show purporting to show something lurking in her pants. Mainstream media is demanding that we refuse to believe what we've seen with our own eyes. Orwell warned us about these times. But it gets even worse. After this quick break, we'll reveal the stone-cold proof that the elite are demanding we sweep under the carpet and forget we ever saw. But
Keith, her name Allie Carter, and she looked to me maybe 19 or 20, a nice-looking black girl. Totally at ease with herself, not showing any signs of prevarication, fabrication. And others regard this as the most serious evidence they've ever seen, confirming what we've long suspected, what she was reporting so clearly about a vast network of pedophiles in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, especially Hollywood, where a lot of these activities take place in tunnels. She was talking about an art museum in Los Angeles. I think the public needs to understand. I mean, at the very least, I believe that a lot of the transgender nonsense being taught in the elementary schools is because the Obamas, who are very weird, where he's gay and she's a tranny, want to normalize abnormality.
No, actually, Jim. They'll draw voters from that community.
Well, I don't think it's just that. They would antagonize normal Americans. My point, Keith, is they're trying to normalize it by promoting all this transgender, gay, you know, multicolored flag stuff in the elementary schools. I think they're trying to normalize so people would accept them if they knew the truth as acceptable, you know. They're trying to take aberrant behavior and treat it as though it were perfectly acceptable, when in my judgment, it's anything but. Your thoughts?
Well, that's the same thing with the UN encouraging masturbation of five-year-olds. Whatever happened to the young Jewish boy in the Senate that was having gay sex? I mean, whose vote got flipped for either supporting Israel on this or that, you know, or on the Ukraine war? It's no different than Monica Lewinsky. These are, I call them the sacrificial lambs. It's kind of like the Nazis, how they, one would shoot the other one to prove he was the legit one, you know. The government's compromised. And again, I don't care what people do in their home. That's their business. But when you sit there and you start making edicts for other people to follow things, mandating it through schools, changing school flags and stuff to the pride flag. I mean, this country this coming month will turn $35 trillion in debt, and all we have to show for it is rainbow-colored sidewalks.
Yeah, absurd, isn't it? Just absurd.
Yeah. And that's why aptly that Putin and others and Medvedev and those guys point to the United States as basically the land of Sodom anymore, because they're trying to run an upright, moral, Christian society over there. And if you listen to Putin there, that Russia has a vast majority of multiculturalism. But he said, there was one caveat to that. He says, when you come to Russia, leave your baggage at the border. You're Russian.
Yes.
So it didn't matter whether you're a Muslim. I mean, look at how many Muslims are fighting on the side of the Russians. I just watched a video of an American over there fighting for Russia. I'm sure if, of course, they had to blur his face, because I'm sure if he come back home, he'd be cited for treason. I mean, they're going after journalists, everything like that. I mean, this is so vindictive. This I call it Semitic hate. But again, just point to who all these wars are benefiting right now. None of it has to do anything with the United States and its people.
Right.
This country is being bankrupted. Millions of Americans can't pay their mortgages or car payments or credit cards, something like that, you know. A high inflation on food, and we're just supposed to blame Putin, as Nancy Pelosi said.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it's absurd how Pelosi just knee-jerk. Anything bad, she says, oh, it's Russia or maybe China. Anything but the Democrats, anything but Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the foul stench coming from the White House today.
Look at Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, occasionally they'll hang 50-some-odd homosexuals or something like that, you know. That's technically, if you remember the video Mark Dice did down there on the beaches in California there, he took a Bible, but he had a Quran wrapping on it. I'll take the break.
We'll be right back. Yeah. He's right here.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. The at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Keith, I want to turn back to Ukraine here. We have head of the Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. You've mentioned him several times already, observing Kiev and Odessa will fall to Russia. The message, suck it up, NATO. Mike Walls reporting, deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council did not rule out Russia will have to reach and recover Kiev to achieve the goals of its special military operation during an interview. Where to stay? Don't know. I think the taking into account of what I said, this is Medvedev, we will still have to work a lot. And seriously, will it be Kiev? Yes, it probably should be Kiev. Yeah, besides, Medvedev notes the Russian armed forces could reach the Ukrainian capital at a certain phase in the development of the conflict. He added, Kiev is a Russian city from which the threat comes because it's currently controlled by an international brigade of opponents of Russia led by the United States. Further to this, Medvedev, in the interview with the Russian media, said it's time for Odessa to return home, that Russia has been waiting for it. Here's an alarming development, Keith. We have the NATO chief. Now, this is from antiwar.com. Gives Ukraine the green light for attacks inside Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Ukraine has the right to hit Russian military targets outside of Ukraine. The remarks were made as members of the North Atlantic Alliance are preparing to send Kiev weapons with longer ranges. The Kremlin has explained it will claim more Ukrainian territory to offset the threat presented by the long-range arms. Ukraine has the right to self-defense, Stoltenberg told Radio Free Europe Tuesday, and that includes striking legitimate military targets, Russian military targets outside Ukraine. That is international law, and of course Ukraine has a right to do so to protect itself, which is the first time the NATO chief endorsed Ukrainian attacks inside of Russia. I don't think that's going to have a very happy outcome for Ukraine or NATO. Keith, your thoughts?
Well, Medvedev said it's probably going to turn nuclear. I can't remember how to pronounce the town. It's like L-V-O-V or something like that. that will probably become the new Ukraine capital because Russia will take Kiev. And then Hungary wants two of the oblast, and then Poland wants two of the other ones. And basically, as it's said, it's going to become a rump state. There's a video this morning on Telegram where Zelensky is basically saying that soon he'll have to capitulate without U.S. funds, of course, the big guilt trip. And, of course, it's funny how they say that Ukraine has the right to exist, the same premise of Israel, when it was a U.S. coup that overthrew the democratically elected government there in the first place.
Yeah.
So none of this would have been going on had the U.S. kept its sticky little fingers out of there, you know.
Yes.
And, of course, I have that webpage myself that lists all the assets in Ukraine. That's what they're after. BlackRock, Vanguard, Monsanto for the rich growing fields. And I sent you a video link on email there, Jim. I'd love to have you play that if you could. But this gets back to this sexual stuff like that that's going on. But anyway, what we see now, what I'm worried about, you know, a lot of people right now, they're worried about November, the elections and stuff. But if you're watching the events around the world, which I do, I'm not Gerald Celente financially, but I'm Keith, you know, looking at things trends wise in the world.
You pretend as though the military.
When they have Poland, remember those birds I told you about, how those sickened blackbirds are dropping dead from eating this Polish, I mean, this Ukrainian grain. But they're also dumping carloads, like 7 or 8 carloads of grain and stuff. You have to look at what's going on in the world, as well as the farmers, ranchers that are spilling out grain, food from certain countries and stuff. And then we have the famine over in Gaza. Right this morning, they tried airdropping food in. Sadly, it landed in the ocean, which would be contaminated by the salt water. Israel is blocking the aid that's being entered. Matter of fact, there was a thing here about this morning how Israel is using starvation as a tool. Well, that sure violates international law.
Of course. You know?
But again, that this morning, early this morning, I watched that Ireland lawyer talking about what the occupation and stuff meant. And it basically, everything about it, this is from Time magazine. It says, how experts believe starvation is being utilized in Gaza. Utilized. You know, it's all illegal. And Israel's violating international law. And there was another one here that I thought was interesting here because it came from... it says the Jew cries out in pain as he strikes you. And this is from the New York Sun. The National Jewish Advocacy Center is suing the Associated Press for its material support of terrorism. And what is it about? The Associated Press bought some photos from a journalist in Israel or Gaza to show what was going on the ground. And so that is aiding terrorism by showing what Israel's doing to the people of Gaza.
Right.
Everything is just backwards. But if there isn't
absolutely
food security, Jim, if we don't have food security, you might as well just not worry about the elections and stuff. Because, you know, anyone that cared about life and stuff, regardless whether it's in Gaza, Ukraine or Poland, whatever like that, you know, you'd be on the horn to your representatives talking about this food insecurity. Remember what Kissinger said, food would be used as a weapon. And starvation will make a lot of people succumb to this collectivism that is mentioned there at the World Economic Forum, which was actually brought out right on stage there about this communist collectivism.
Yes.
And if it isn't that, it's, you know, if you're not vaccinated or this, you can't eat. They come out now with this new lettuce with vaccines in them. And the Senate was sitting there to talk about whether this is going to have pharmaceutical tags on it, and they were referencing to like vaccines for polio. Well, what if you've already been vaccinated for polio? You know, product labeling, product safety.
Well, it's got nothing to do with informed consent. You're supposed to have
the right
to decide what happens to your body, and this is all circumventing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've got your video set up here. The one
all right,
you
want. You
want
to play it?
Yeah, here we go.
We pretend as though the military is like a jobs program. It's college benefits. You can learn job skills there. You know, trying to shift the way people have thought about the military. At essence, what the military is, of course, is an institution for death and destruction. So what you're taking is 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. You're putting them through 13 weeks of boot camp training. You're putting them through 8 weeks of school and infantry training. And after those 20 weeks of training, people are ready to kill. And you're ready to kill on command. And that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to be a mindless machine. You follow orders. That's what the military is all about. You don't think for yourself. You don't have agency. You're not a human being. You're a cog in a gigantic machine. And for those who have power and wealth, of course, you're just another number. And for the generals, you're just a body. That's what we used to refer to other Marines as bodies. Like, yeah, we need more bodies here. You know, get more bodies on the ground. Get more boots on the ground. You're not a person, you're a boot. You know, get more boots on the ground. And what's inherent to that training? Well, people in the Middle East are referred to as sand niggers, hajis, camel jockeys, towel heads, barbarians, terrorists, women, bitches, cunts. Women Marines are referred to as WMs, walking mattresses. That's why 1 in 3 women who are coming back from military service are reporting military sexual trauma, because their fellow brothers are actually raping them while they're in the service. That's 1 in 3. It's not far removed from the 1 in 4 women in America who already report sexual trauma throughout their lives, or have experienced it at least once. So, again, firmly entrenched in the military culture and in the institution is patriarchy and homophobia. Of course, everyone is referred to as a faggot, queer, pussy, cunt. Again, reinforcing that you're weak, of course, if you're gay, bisexual, queer, so on and so forth. All firmly entrenched in the training, all firmly entrenched in the ideology, and all firmly entrenched in the kind of linguistics and the lexicon within the military. In Iraq, what did we do? We went on house raids, patrolled, either waited to get blown up by IEDs or mortars, because tactically it's insane. Everybody knows that you cannot win a counterinsurgency war, whatever winning would be. It's never happened. You can talk to the British who've been to Malaysia. You could talk to the French who've been to the Algiers. You could talk to the Americans and Australians and the rest who've been to Vietnam and Korea and the Soviets in Afghanistan. And the United States and Afghanistan and Iraq, and every single time militarily, have had their asses kicked, and rightfully so. But have also caused tremendous amounts of death and destruction. 1 million Iraqis dead. 7 million Iraqis displaced within a country of 25 to 30 million people. An entire generation lost. People forget that when there's a war for 10 years, kids don't go to school. You don't develop. You drop depleted uranium-coated rounds that have a half-life of X amount of billion years, and so now you have birth defects in towns like Ramadi and Fallujah that are 500% what they were 10 years ago. We've absolutely devastated that country, the United States, and the West. After 30 years of warfare, supporting both sides in the 8-year war with Iran and Iraq, the Gulf War, the sanctions throughout the 90s that Madeleine Albright and Bill Clinton said were worth it. 500,000 dead, women and children, Madeleine Albright on news, 10 o'clock news. Yeah, it's worth it. Absolutely. What was happening over there? We were killing people. I mean, we were killing innocent people. People were being taken captive. If they looked like a quote-unquote insurgent, you did what you wanted to do with them. It was a free-for-all. There was no media there. There's no one to look after you. And the Marines took it upon themselves to shoot at, beat, rob, rape, kill whoever they wanted to. And that's being proposed on the news as like a few bad apples. This is a very isolated incident. This, to me, is Western culture par excellence. This is exactly what this culture is built upon, and anyone I think who's telling anyone differently is absolutely insane, because we've robbed, beaten, raped, and tortured people from Vietnam to Southeast Asia to South America to Africa to the slaves that we brought over to the United States, and of course the indigenous people that we've genocidally murdered and displaced. We operate 900 to 1,000 military bases worldwide and have overthrown democratically elected governments from Libya to Iran to Chile. And right now, as we speak, drones are killing civilians from Pakistan to Somalia, all in the name of American empire and all with American tax dollars.
Yeah, good. Very good.
Well,
tell us about the keys.
Yeah, the reason I want to bring that up there is, Jim, because you heard about Aaron Bushnell, right?
I'm not sure. You go ahead. Aaron Bush?
Bushnell, like the scope?
No, go ahead. Tell us about
it. Okay, he was a U.S. Air Force soldier this early this morning that lit himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy. He's in very critical condition. What I thought was funny about watching that video is the cop that had his sidearm drawn, pointed at the dying, burning soldier who said, "I cannot support this genocide in Gaza anymore." And the headlines all read, "Man sets himself on fire." You know, they all omitted it was U.S. Air Force.
Really?
Right after that, the Zionists went out there at that same embassy and planted their little Zionist flags all over the lawns.
It's just outrageous.
Yeah. So anyway, he left a recording. He walked up to where he was going to do it, and he poured gasoline on himself. And he, again, his last thing was, "I will not be a part of this genocide." And I don't know if he was one of the crew members of one of the aircrafts that was supplying arms to Israel or what like that, you know.
Where did this happen? Where did he do this?
I'm not sure which city it was. It just said Israeli embassy. I didn't really check into the actual city it was in. But it's somewhere here in the United States there because all the cops had police on them, you know.
Had you sent me that story?
No, but I could.
Please do.
Yeah. But it's just sad like that, you know. But again, like that Iraqi soldier who was just talking there, add there, because if you do any search there, 15% of the men and young men in the military are being raped. And if they report the rape, they're being Section 10'd out of the military, which basically strips them of all their benefits and stuff like that, you know. Usually it involves one of their officers that, you know, that tries to push their power on them like that, you know. A good friend of mine told me that that's how they did the recruits over in Iraq, is they basically sodomized them to make them one of the Band of Brothers. I'm not kidding. But it's, you know, sex is a tool. And that's why you see this stuff in the White House, the Franklin scandals, the whether it's Obama, Michelle, whatever like that, you know, the Jewish boy in the Senate and stuff like, you know, sex is a tool. And Lindsey Graham, everyone says, when's he going to come out of the closet, you know? And when you look at how vocal these guys are, it's like rebuilding a reputation with Iran. Decades of John McCain, bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. Now it's Lindsey Graham talking about, you know, strike the oil. And then we have Senator Cotton that says, well, you know, Iranian subs go up and they go down. Well, this one here might stay down. I mean, they have been plotting against Iran for so many years, and that's what they want to do. They want to broaden this war. They want to broaden the Ukraine war. They want a world war. Be
yes.
A great distraction, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a realist, but I look at the humanitarian side of it. I scan five counties over here on my two-way, like that, you know, and the amount of suicides, the heart issues, which you know is from these vaccines, you know. But people found slumped over their wheel in their car and stuff. I mean, one of my friends says, how can you listen to that stuff all day long? Well, yeah, I guess you get desensitized to it, you know. But what you do, though, is you basically kind of catalog it in your mind that there sure is a lot of oddities that this is happening here. I swear at times it's almost like there's a RF signal that goes over, and you can hear it from Kalispell on down into Ravalli and stuff like that. It's suddenly there's all these heart calls. It's interesting, you know.
Heart calls.
Well, yeah, heart attacks, stroke.
Yeah.
You know, people found passed out, unresponsive, young kids in schools. like it all happens, like it's almost like something passes over, and it's just like it goes down the valley. It's almost like I hate to say it, like a satellite or something like that might be beaming RF energy or something like that, which might trigger. Maybe it's that graphene oxide. I don't know. Who knows? You know, but it's just something really nefarious to that, especially like say when you're listening to the radio. And so much is going on. And then, of course, like I say, the normal things because of the economy and stuff, young kids committing suicide. I'm working with one tribal boy here. He's like a son to me. But it's just amazing what's going on. And even Douglas McGregor says most people in America think only in America, but they don't think of what's outside the country. So they really don't give a damn. But what I thought was funny is they posted a video about some sniper on YouTube. It was up 2 weeks. It had 16 million views. If you look at all these videos on Telegram and stuff of all the hearts and the hundreds and stuff like that of people liking the video, people are dying. You know, and I don't know if it's unbridled patriotism or what like that, but people are dying, especially over in Russia and Ukraine like that. These are Slavs killing Slavs. Basically, Orthodox Christians killing Orthodox Christians. And the other thing, it reminds me of the German pastor says, you know, first they came for the Jews. You know, well, first they came for the Palestinians or the unvaccinated. It's the same thing. We're all being led down the same road, and no one seems to want to take notice that there's basically more than one genocide being going on in the world right now. And, of course, Americans, their main interest right now is for self, you know, who's going to be president and stuff like that, you know, and what their future is going to be like, you know. But if we don't pull together as a team, there's not going to be a future. That's why they want a civil war.
Here's a good one. George Soros linked individuals expose themselves, admit to rigging elections all over the world on behalf of the Democratic Party. As I've suggested before, Soros appears to have bought the DNC lock, stock, and barrel. An explosive series of videos has exposed what can only be described as concerted effort by Democrats and George Soros-linked operatives to rig elections all over the world. The videos capture several powerful individuals across the globe bragging about how they've been responsible for influencing the political outcome in places like Poland, Hungary, Brazil, Turkey, and more. Among them is General Wesley Clark, former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe. In one of the clips, Clark can be bragging about how he partnered with radical left-wing billionaire George Soros back in 2014 to decide the political leadership of Ukraine. He revealed that Soros had been trying to influence Eastern Europe since the 1990s, spent $500 million a year through his open society institutes in key places like Ukraine, which explains why corruption has taken over the European nation. I think it's a bit deeper than that. But this is further evidence of, you know, the Democrats stealing elections right here in the United States. I don't know if you heard me reporting on the latest survey about mail-in balloting, where they had a substantial size sample and were one in five, about 20% of participants admitted to doing something improper, illegal, to affect the voting, which made a massive difference. Indeed, by their calculation, affected the outcome in the six swing states, which went for Biden. And then absent that manipulation, they would have all gone for Trump. I think there's no reason to doubt it. Yeah,
right. Isn't Soros so technically a Hungarian resident, although he's got an arrest warrant out for him over there?
Yeah, well, I think he's dual now, but yes.
Okay, there is. Well, so where is the election interference charges against him?
Yes. Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean,
yeah,
it's
by the
ridiculous.
Way, that video on the airman is in your email, okay?
Okay, I'll look for it.
But again, This is more than vote fraud, election tampering. It's no worse than what we see with the WEF, with Klaus Schwab, talk about having his minions and all these governments. It's all election fraud.
Yes.
So, you know, again, where's the election integrity? Even Donald Trump in that clip you played says that, you know, basically going to win unless the Democrats, you know, which I call communist, But unless the Democrats find a way to rig the election, whether it's going to be through the immigration, because they're really fighting to get the so the immigrants have voting rights. I know that's been struck down in certain areas. But again, see, they always use, though, someone of color to kind of piss Americans off because they're using race as a division thing again. Again, who's letting them in the country? Who's giving them the money? Who's giving them the apps on their phones to be able to? It's all Homeland Security. Your tax dollars, while Americans are suffering to pay bills and stuff, as well as pushing the white genocide.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, if you want to play some of that clip, it's kind of sad, really, but.
Well, I'm checking it out right now. It's. Yeah, very sad. Yeah, I agree. Let me pull it up.
You know, as that soldier from Iraq was discussing this. Oh, go ahead.
They're thinking about their next adventure. You're thinking about?
It is being reported that a U.S. airman has lit himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Now, this is not the first time the Israeli embassy has dealt with protest or significant rallies to try and persuade Israel to stop the war against Hamas in the Palestinian territories. But nonetheless, this might be the strongest attempt or biggest attempt at getting global news, especially a U.S. service member, an Air Force member, lighting himself on fire. And there are some unconfirmed reports he did it and yelled out, "I will not stand for this genocide," and hashtag Free Palestine. So let's go ahead and dig into this and see what exactly is going on at the time of making this video. Now, this is according to the DC Fire and EMS. The man was transported to an area hospital after the fire was put out by U.S. Secret Service officers. Could you imagine being the Secret Service and all of a sudden you look over and somebody has lit themselves on fire? I mean, I could not imagine seeing that, but again, that is what happened. And apparently, the man remains in critical condition at the time of making this video, a Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson said Sunday afternoon. Now, an air...
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Keith Rogers and I are here to take your calls. The number to call in, 608-957-8727. I repeat, 608-957-8727. To join us, Keith, I'll return to that video clip. And
yeah, great.
Yeah,
I have a comment on it, too.
American Civil War is going to make the Israel-Hamas conflict look like a child.
It didn't stay where it was.
It is being reported that a U.S. airman but nonetheless, this might be the strongest attempt or biggest attempt at getting global news, especially a U.S. service member, an Air Force member, lighting himself on fire. And there are some unconfirmed reports he did it and yelled out, "I will not stand for this genocide," and hashtag Free Palestine. So let's go ahead and dig into this and see what exactly is going on at the time of making this video. Now, this is according to the DC Fire and EMS. The man was transported to an area hospital after the fire was put out by U.S. Secret Service officers. Could you imagine being the Secret Service and all of a sudden you look over and somebody has lit themselves on fire? I mean, I could not imagine seeing that. But again, that is what happened. And apparently, the man remains in critical condition at the time of making this video, a Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson said Sunday afternoon. Now, an Air Force spokesperson said that it is confirmed that this is an active duty airman. Again, active duty airman. So there are a lot of issues here. I mean, breaking a lot of rules, obviously, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. But also, this man might pass away because of his wounds. Again, he is in critical condition at the time of making this video. Again, this is unconfirmed information, but this is from open source intelligence that the man yelled, "I will no longer be complicit in genocide," as well as Free Palestine. So that is all we know right now. Again, it is confirmed that he is an airman. It is confirmed that he is active service, and it is confirmed that he is in critical condition at the time of making this video. It is not confirmed that he yelled all of those things, but again, you can make the implication and educated guess. For somebody to light themselves on fire outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., where many other protests happen. Again, it's not that crazy for somebody to do this because he's doing it in support of Palestine. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the implications here. First things first, obviously, this is a protest, but the issue is this. For anybody who doesn't realize, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is also known as a UCMJ, he is under a different set of laws. It's not that anyone in uniform cannot be in a political party or cannot show their interest in anything political, but if you do it in uniform, that is illegal under UCMJ. There's many other levels to this that you need to understand. When you are active duty, anytime you want to travel somewhere or go somewhere, you do have to put in something called your pass. Depending on if this airman does live in the area, he might be okay with it. But you need to understand this because I'm trying to cover all the bases here. There's a saying in the military that says crap rolls downhill. The fact that he may be doing this and nobody knows about his well-being or his leadership doesn't know where he's at, they can get in trouble as well. Again, I know that sounds crazy and that sounds ludicrous because he's the one who lit himself on fire, but this is simply how the military works.
Well, there are various qualifications to what he's saying there, but the video of the self-immolation was not included there, Keith.
I'm sorry. I've got it. Yeah, I've got the video, but he does say, he walks up to it. He's got like a thermos bottle, which has got some kind of propellant on it, you know, probably gasoline or something like that, you know. But he stands back from that, and he makes his final declaration of, I will not be part of this genocide anymore, free Palestine. And then he lit the thing, and he dropped the thermos, which is, I think, is what probably alerted the Selective Service as they heard that thermos rolling away like that. But it apparently the way it was picked up, it was live streamed. So they couldn't block it. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't even see the video on national news or anything. Of course, it's on Telegram because Telegram's wide open, you know. But I have the video. But again, though, he did make that. And there's been a lot of comments about how he desecrated the uniform. And I thought, what if this guy was a soldier in Iraq that had saved his entire platoon or something like that by doing some heroic thing? But again, we're back to this racism stuff. It's those evil Palestinians, those evil Muslims, you know, who cares about them? You see how I'm getting at?
Of course.
So
of course.
I can't stand the hypocrisy in that. Or the same thing in Ukraine. You know, when you right now there's a thing here that the CIA has been in Ukraine since 2012.
Okay.
Having bases over there and everything like that. So again, if the CIA is saving Ukrainians, well, they're heroes like that, you know. It always depends on what side you're on.
Well, it's the media controlling everything as an Israeli spin because they're controlling the media from top to bottom. We have a call from area code 518. Caller, please give us your first name and state and join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, this is Frank from New York. And
good, Frank. Nice. Go ahead.
I'd like to say good morning to you. And, you know, that guy died. He died. They reported 2 hours ago. He cashed in, you know, for you and Keith. And, you know, I look at our government. You know, they asked this Congressman Ogles the other day, what about the Palestinians? You know what he said? He said, kill them all.
Yeah.
Kill them all. Okay. And then we had Mike Johnson there, the leader of the House. Okay. He's at a rally and they start yelling, no ceasefire, no ceasefire. You know, we used to have some moral integrity. You know, where is our moral compass these days? I mean, they're human beings over there. You know, some people may think that, you know, some Jewish people may think that they're just animals. But I think the majority of us actually think that they're human beings. And it's disgusting what's going on there. And I have read a couple of articles about this guy, and they did note that he was in the U.S. Air Force. And I was glad to see that, you know. I don't know if he had partaken in some of this stuff or he was flying stuff over there for them to use. But whatever, I mean, you know, it's terrible that it's come to this situation. You know, every day I wake up, you look around, we got the transgender stuff. We got the border wide open. You know, I worked about 35, 40 years. I get Social Security. I get $1,500 a month, $1,600 a month. I've got a pension also, I might add. But, I mean, they're giving these people coming across the border. I mean, originally I heard a couple thousand. Now I hear that they're giving them a hell of a lot more than that.
10,000,
and they're giving them iPhones.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy, Keith. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to say you guys both got something in common. I think John Stettmiller can both of you, if I'm not mistaken. And that was to his detriment.
Actually, he canned me once, and I quit the second time.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what I mean? I think I know Jim's back there. You know what I mean? And I'd like to see you get a show there too, Keith. You know what I mean? I'm glad when you guys – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I was kind of frustrated. You know, and I'll tell you, to be honest, Jim is what, 83?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 60.
A young 83, yeah.
The problem with most of these talk shows, and this is kind of sad, is just – we as Americans in our age group look back at our country about what we used to have. Today's generation doesn't realize that, and that's why they're removing history and stuff. And I came to the conclusion, because of the audience and stuff, which was no detriment to them, that most people care more about enlarging their penis and stuff like that than hearing the real truth about what's going on. And my shows were all geared towards what the CIA had been doing in other countries, the despair of what it caused those countries, the destroying of their governments, their currencies, all this stuff like that, just so America could be out on top. And a lot of people didn't like that because it highlighted America's fallacy. The point is, though, is what they do everywhere else, it will soon come home. As Pastor Wright said, America's chickens will come home to roost. And look at it. It has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You will remember now you're talking about Obama's pastor down there in Chicago, around Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember he said, America, bless God, bless America. He said, God damn America. And, yeah. You know, when you look at where we're going, he was right. I mean, is God going to be blessing this country? And I got friends of mine, you know, and they say, oh, you know, if you bless Israel, God will bless you. And I go, we've given Israel everything they've asked for over the last 4 or 5 decades, maybe longer. And look at our country now. It's disheveled. It's open borders. It's, you know, crime is rampant. They're attacking cops. You know, and the problem is we got a Justice Department that selectively decides who they're going to prosecute. You know, we've got all of these 9/11 or January 6th people down in the prison down there in Washington, D.C., and it's basically a prison. You know, and I heard they're paying in their food and punching them around and doing all kinds of crap to them. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter, they were actually killing people, burning places down, going crazy. And, you know, what did we get? I mean, did any of those people get prosecuted? Now, to my knowledge, they might have grabbed a couple local people, but I don't think so. You know what I mean? It's just ludicrous. And I fear that they're going to steal the next election. And they'll probably bring in, I think Jim's right, and I think you agree with him too, Keith. You know, they're probably going to bring in Newsom. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a friend of mine who's very conservative. We talk quite a bit. And he said, Newsom's got the gift of gab. He said, you know, I said, well, how could he defend? You know, they're shitting in the streets out there in California. He said, that was brought up. He said, I forget what he said, but, you know, he gave him some kind of answer that the guy accepted. You know what I mean? And, you know, if they run him, they can steal it and get away with it. If they run Biden and steal it, I think the people are going to become a little more aware of what's going on. I mean, you know, Biden, I think a majority of Democrats don't want him to run. Okay. And, you know, obviously, you know, like Jim said, I think Jim came up figures. I don't know from where, but they seem probably the best to me, where Trump probably got a little over 100 million last time. And Biden probably got maybe a third of that, about 35 million. You know,
yes.
It's disgusting. If they steal the next election and they use the Justice Department the way it's been weaponized now, you know, they got people, I think, to the point where, you know, people don't want to rally now. People are concerned. What's going to happen? You know, I mean, they get the January 6ers down there and people say, well, you know, if they have a big rally again, I'm not going here. You know, I'm just going to keep my head down and move along and get along, you know, and it's a shame. But that's what it appears to me to be.
Keith.
Yeah, I was just listening to.
I think you're spot on, Frank.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you're saying here.
Yeah, America. Remember the Statue of Liberty, where people used to come to America as a bastion of freedom and stuff like that, and all that's being taken away. And again, like I mentioned earlier, they're erasing history, the statues, all this stuff to what America used to be, the way people came here. Think about cities like Germantown, Chinatown, where people used to love to go visit different cultures and stuff. We all had no problems with multiculturalism, but it's kind of like Hegel, the cunning of reason. They have used the cunning of reason, or maybe the good Lord is, that when they mixed all this multiculturalism and stuff like that, that suddenly the world was united, especially when it came to Palestine, and it backfired on them. Because
everyone was united. You know, they tell us diversity is our strength. I mean, I think if everybody knows one language, instead of, you know, having 5 different languages out there, you know, you pick up something in the market now, you know what I mean? Or in a store, you know what I mean? You got to get something, a piece of equipment you need or something. And they got the instructions in maybe 3 or 4 different languages now. You know what I'm saying? Spanish is always one of them. You got English. And then sometimes I've seen, you know, various other ones, too. I mean, it's just ludicrous, this diversity stuff, DEI stuff. It, you know, I never really paid attention to meritocracy. But if you can't get the best people to do the job, the jobs are ultimately not going to function properly as they should and benefit everybody and society overall. You know, I remember years ago watching Crossfire. I'm sure you guys remember Crossfire. And yeah. Pat Buchanan had It was patented. Some guy working at Georgetown University went public and exposed the fact that if a black man applied to Georgetown University Law School, he had to get a 42 on the test, where if a white man applied, he had to get a 48. And this guy came out and he exposed it. And people were mad. I forget whether it was Braden or Kinsley. They were with the liberal, obviously. But Buchanan had a black guy with him. And this black man was brilliant. And he graduated from Harvard. He was in the top 3%. And he said, programs like this, they could take me, say, okay, well, we got a quota to fill. So they could give me a nice office, okay, give me a nice view, give me a decent salary, and then give me some clerical work to do, you know. And it's just, you know, we got to go back to the best person for, you know what I mean, to fill the job, to take care of what's got to be done here instead of, you know, promoting based on race or sex or whatever. You know, this country, I'll tell you, gentlemen, to come back to where we were. I mean, we grew up, you know, in the 60s and 70s and stuff. You know, it's a lot different these days. And the poor kids. And, you know, we got these states passing laws where, you know, they'll take kids in from other states and perform their gender identity affirmation procedures. Yeah, it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. I mean, I don't know. I just fear for this country. I get up each day and it's kind of depressing. You get up each day and you see the border and you see the transgender stuff. And if we get in a battle with Russia or China, you know, people think, oh, we're the kingpins. We used to spend as much as the rest of the world in our military budget. Then it was down to about like 20 countries. I think now it's about 6 or 7 or 8. But still, look what we've got. We got that F-35 boondoggle. You know, they've squandered a trillion and a half on that thing. Okay. And, you know, the military industrial complex, they don't care. You know, okay, well, we'll build you something else. So let's leave all that stuff over in Afghanistan. You know, gentlemen.
Again, America deindustrialized. Remember, most of the PC boards for the F-35 are made in China. The other parts are made up in Norway or something like that. By the way, Jim, on your Twitter, I just sent you a video of Putin there. It's just titled, Hey, Jim. But anyway, that's where Stoltenberg now is talking about Ukraine will join NATO. And then in reply to that, the video is where Putin says, the minute Ukraine does that, it'll be instant war.
Yeah,
and that's directly from Putin.
Yeah, well, and you know, he's a man of his word, in my opinion. I mean, I've seen him make statements. He does things. You know, I mean, our media has been after him for the last decade. You know, they were saying years ago, oh, he's a homophobe and this and that. And he did have, get a law passed over there where you can't teach homosexuality to anybody right. under 18, which seems pretty legitimate to me. And do you remember the Pussy Riot, the lesbian band?
Yeah. Arrested?
You remember them? They have. Yep. Well, one of them took her menstrual blood, went into a church, and threw it all over an altar. They got arrested, and our media says that they got arrested basically because they were lesbian. That wasn't the case at all. You know, our media is so controlled, and we know who controls it, and they hate Putin. They've hated Putin for a decade
It's not just Putin. It's Russia. This is a Semitic hate. If you read the Pale of Settlement, you'll actually understand the landmass over there, which goes back to the Versailles Treaty. Which also goes back to the Soviet Republic of Bavaria. This is where, during the Holodomor, 150,000 German Jews switched sides, and they joined the Nazis to survive the Holodomor. And the problem is like, we see a lot of this Nazism starting up here in the United States. However, it's the same in Ukraine, but it's different because, see, under Germany's Nazism, homosexuals and stuff like that were jailed. Today, they're glorified under Nazism. And we have to realize that Nazism is just like this communist collectivism. They've subverted Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra, all these groups, Nazis and stuff. They blend them all together. They control every one of them, the drug cartels, everything like that. They're all controlled under communist collectivism to get whatever agenda they need going. And again, like I say, if you're worried about immigrants coming to the United States like that, again, who's your government doing it? Who's controlling the government, you know? But they want division so that we have, as the CIA said in early 2021, that there's going to be a civil war in the United States. How do they know that? Well, they're driving it.
Oh, without a doubt. I tell friends of mine, if I grew up black and I just watched the mainstream TV, I would say, wow, look what they did. You know, they got poor, you know, George Floyd out there and the guy that Zimmerman knocked off. What was his name? You know who I mean. Trayvon Martin. You know, in the media, the first picture I got of Trayvon Martin was like when he was 14. You know, then I read some articles and he was actually like 17. I think he weighed 180 pounds. He had punched a bus driver. He had stolen stuff in his property. And he was in a different area, okay? I guess he couldn't live with his parents. They were separated. And I guess his mother couldn't control him. So he was living with some relatives. He just had moved in recently. And he was walking around this complex, whatever they want to call it, neighborhood, I guess would be the real term. And he was wobbling. And he was taking something they call lean, apparently. You know what I mean? It's a concoction to get him a little wobbly. And Zimmerman started following him. And then I remember NBC, you know, if you hear the full 9/11 call, Zimmerman calls up and he says, look, there's a stranger in here and I haven't seen him around before. And he's walking here and looks like he's a little whacked out or whatever. And then they say, what color is he? And he says, he's black. You know, and then when NBC runs the tape, they just go, I'm following this guy. He's black. As if that was the reason that he was following him. And this was a, you know, this was a multiracial neighborhood, okay? You know, Zimmerman happened to be white, but there were a lot of blacks in that neighborhood. But he knew this guy was a stranger. But the media, they distort things and twist them. And like I say, you know, if I grew up and they glorify these people. They oh, poor George Floyd, look at this and look at that. They don't show, you know, the actual statistics from the Department of Justice. I think it's about 18-1, okay, black on white crimes, okay, compared to the reverse. It's ludicrous, but, you know, that's what the people see, and well, most of them are still.
Again, though, that's being organized. Remember, through reparations, seeing a black guy walk up to someone coming out of a restaurant telling them to lick their feet or something like that, you know. This is all being social engineered to kind of cause more hate and everything like that. And of course, no one wants their butt kicked, so they're going to be subversive and they're going to do this and that, you know. It reminds me of when Alex Jones came out with that Police State video series. What was it? Police State 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I thought, huh, this is really interesting like that. So I started doing some research into, well, who's training all this police state? Well, we have the ADLs training the FBI. I did a webpage on it called Police State, and I got a death threat from the JDL. And all I did was highlighted exactly who was training law enforcement today, you know. And so when you these shootings and stuff like that, well, look at their training. These guys are personally taken to Israel, wined and dined, and then taken down to Gaza to be shown terrorist. And it's like having a virtual IDF soldier on every corner of America.
Oh, I concur, Keith, and I remember that. You know what I mean? They were teaching them these tactics, get out, show me your hand, get on the ground, and you know, it's got a little more brutal, I think, you know, the police activities, you know.
Yeah, you could joke with a cop in the old days. Well, you know, I pay your wages. Boy, that makes them mad these days.
It's the truth, but, you know, like you say, it makes them mad, you know. And you know, like you said, the training they get, you know, I mean, you know, and I hear people, you know, talking, oh, well, look at what happened on October 7th. Okay, granted, you know, but I mean, that story, you know, we all know that, you know, they waited, you know, they could have responded to that thing in about a half a minute. You know what I mean? But they
well,
let
there's
it go
more
on.
To that. Like, say, if you listen to that Ireland lawyer talking this morning, when he goes to, you know, condemn Hamas for what they did, they use the same thing about the rapes, the beheadings, and stuff. Well, that's all been proven false.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they have to play to the Israeli side to be able to say this and that, you know. Why isn't, under international law, Israel called to account? It's like, I'm not against Jews and stuff, you know. It's just that under international law, everyone should remain the same regardless. There should be no favoritism, no political stuff like that, you know.
Well, I concur. I mean, you know, we've gone to school and went to, you know, work with Jewish people. You know what I mean? It's the rich, the super rich Jews, and they'll exploit the lower people. You know what I mean? They've done that in the past, and, you know, they don't mind doing that as long as they're, you know, the tightly knit super rich. You know, Charlie Giuliani used to call them the super
rich. Yeah,
that's
why you have the sabotage in Russia right now, different things, is because you have those billionaire rich Jews over there, which, again, you know, I have nothing against Jews, but because their money is tied up with sanctions and stuff, they're pissed off.
Oh yeah, yeah. I really can't blame them. I mean, you know, I've heard that Putin, you know, he kind of got in with those guys, started playing ball with them, and then he turned on them. He said, "Hey, we're going to start helping the people out." And from
what
I heard,
he turned on them in '91 when everything came to power over there. Most of the rich Jews went to Ukraine, and
well,
that's
I know
where the industry was.
Yeah, well, I know he gave them an option of leaving, but I think also he kind of changed how much piece of the pie they were going to get. He said,
right,
you know,
right.
And I had heard that the living standard went up about 20% after he got in there for a while, after he was in there for a while. And, you know, that's got to, you know, he comes out what he says. I think he's honest. I mean, I don't know. You know, he gives some good speeches. He says, look what they're doing in the West to their children. You know what right. I mean? And we see what they're doing with this transgender, you know, affirmation or, you know, affirmation procedures. It's disgusting. These doctors that are doing that, and all of these doctors when COVID came out, you know what I mean, who just jumped on board. Oh, yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? And they just let, you know, the FDA say, okay, you know, we got to call this an emergency and we're going to put this out. And, you know, you can't get the ivermectin and you can't get hydroxychloroquine and all of those things. I remember the frontline doctors were out in front of the Supreme Court. And they were saying, you know, we could have saved, you know, I forget at the time what the body count was, maybe a 500,000 or something. But they said we could have saved 2/3 of these people. You know what I mean? If they just let us prescribe this, you know, I mean, you know, Fauci belongs either at the end of a noose or at the end of a rope. He that guy's a creep. I mean, you know, and he gets around. Bill Gates walks around, you know, look at Bill Clinton. You know, the guy's been down to Jeffrey Epstein Island. You know, we got Hillary. We see the body count. Remember Vince Foster? What a joke that was. You know, they dumped him out in the woods out there. He's laying down at an angle, and the blood is like going up, okay, because he was on a slant. But the blood was going up. I mean, it was just a joke. But, you know, they get away with it. It's disgusting. And these political people at the top, you know, I mean, I hear some things about them, you know, killing kids and drinking blood and stuff. I don't know if it's to that degree, but I really don't think I would put it past some of those people. I really don't.
Yeah, speaking of that, I just got a video here from Russia, one of my friends, where it's Putin, where he says when he came to power, says almost all Russian billionaires were Jews who wanted to control him, such as I can't read those names fast enough. But anyway.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, this is it. Again, you have to look at what Ukraine was. I mean, this is the hub, and now they're landlocked because of these oblasts being taken. They have no way to export their goods and stuff, you know.
Keith, great to have you back. Frank,
no
I'm just
problem,
delighted
Jim.
By your call, Frank. This is just a wonderful call.
All
everybody,
right.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Your family.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Good work, Keith.
Join me in the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
My name is Mr. Rowe, I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion.